Greetings, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Wine and Wisdom. I am Dr. Carlia East, and I will be delivering the wisdom this evening. It is time for you guys to sip, savor, and elevate your minds. This season, we're focused on the Q&A. So as per usual, I have three questions that I'll be answering from the audience. You guys keep sending those questions in, and remember to please like, share, and subscribe to my channel. So let's go ahead and jump right into the first question. How do I maintain my individuality in a long-term relationship, right? So we've been together some years. So how do I maintain my individuality? Now, I get this question a lot because lots of times I think there is this preconceived notion that we have to sacrifice or give up pieces of who we are in order to be in a relationship. And I get it. To an extent, there are some behaviors that you can't do because you're no longer single. And at the end of the day, that shit's just inappropriate. But I do not believe that we have to give up or forfeit anything that, you know, cultivated us and made us unique individuals, or hobbies or activities or things that we enjoy doing just because we're in a relationship, or just because that person may not see the same value in the things that we see or enjoy the same things that we enjoy. Hello, that's why we're together. We're not the same damn person. The reason why you're attracted to the person that you're with is because you guys were individuals. Yes, you have similarities. Yes, you can come together and make a beautiful symphony, but at the end of the day, you are awesome and fucking great on your own. So how do you maintain your individuality? Keep doing shit by yourself. Keep your friends your friends. What I'm saying is there has to be individuality and autonomy in a relationship. I am not arguing with the spiritual side of this, so don't get me started on that. But what I'm saying is, yes, you two to come together and become one spiritually, but realistically and physically, you are still two individuals, and therefore your brains and, you know, free will and ability to grow and change in your own unique way is still yours. So in order for you to maintain that, just make sure that you have things that you enjoy that you still do. And honestly, there shouldn't be any tear, shade, or jealousy from your mate about you doing those things individually. Again, remember what attracted you to them and them to you in the first place, your individuality. Okay. So yes, we have friends that blend, but I also have friends that you know about. But guess what? They're not your friends. They're my friends. We go and hang out, not us. Okay. Me, we, French. Right? That's me and my own girl. So, and or them and their homeboys or whoever that is. So I think you have to respect that boundary. Also, you have to keep cultivating yourself, right? There are things that I know I want to experience, I want to do, and I don't necessarily need my boo to do it with me. I don't need my mate to do it with me, nor do I want them to do it with me. It may be something just for me that I want to do. So why should I stop or not do those things because maybe they don't find interest in it or what have you? I am not abandoning my relationship because I'm maintaining my individuality. I am heightening my relationship. I am increasing the opportunity for us to miss each other and want to be with each other, near each other, because we are keeping our individuality straight, which means there's always going to be topics of conversation, exploration, right? And moving forward in our relationship and our dynamic. So I'm just saying, in order to maintain that individuality, do shit by yourself. Do things with your girls or with your guy friends or whoever that is, okay? And maintain that autonomy. All right, second question. How can I overcome imposter syndrome in a male-dominated industry? All right, so y'all know imposter syndrome is that thing that creeps up on us and makes us start acting and behaving like we feel like they want us to act and behave, or that we feel is more acceptable for them, or conforms to their ideology of how we should show up or how we should be. One of the things that I can honestly say is that, I do not go with the grain. And you guys who know me well know I don't. Now, are there levels of conformity in all of our lives? Absolutely. There are rules and standards to appropriateness, right? We got that. But when it comes to imposturing, this is really about you forgoing your own sense of self for somebody else's. But I also think there's another side to it as well. And y'all don't beat me up for this. But some shit you have to just accept. Like some things that you may see or view as imposturing is just a part of who you damn it are. And maybe this is not necessarily about you imposturing, but how do I take this element of the thems, right? Those, and recognize that this is something that I vibe with. Like I'm actually feeling that, or this is something that resonates with me. That doesn't mean you're imposturing because you borrow things from different spaces and apply those to yourself. Son, that's called growth. Okay. Seriously. Like we're all eclectic beings. We get our personalities and who we know, all we are and who we are, not just from our DNA, but also from our outside experiences and sources. So we're pulling from things all the time. I don't just pull everything about my mothering from my mother, even though that is the top tier, but I also pull it from other mothers that I know. Okay. That doesn't mean I'm impostering. That means I'm taking skill sets that I can make and apply to myself. And then I'm remixing that so that it fits me. So I want you to kind of look at and examine what you feel like you're impostering on. And if you are indeed, what is it about that area that's attractive to you? Because whatever that is, let's pull those key things out so that you can create and put some heels on it, put a spike on it, put a wedge on it. You get what I'm saying? Put a tie on it, put a cuffling on it, and make it your own shit. That's what makes it your vibe, right? And then there is no more I'm imposturing. No, I'm just doing me the way I want to do it. And it was kind of like the ideology that I had to go through with my own argument of am I impostering? You know, am I trying to be something that I wasn't? And in some cases I was. I was trying to be too clean cut and I'm not. I was trying to be too demure in my language and I'm not. It is what it is. And so part of that other side of impostering is also recognizing what are you conforming to or stepping out to that doesn't match your energy. Okay. And if it doesn't match your energy, then let it go, because that means if it's not matching it or giving, then it's pulling, right? Like a leech. And so you want to make sure that you look at some of those things that you are imposturing on and see what it is about those things that are attractive. And how can you pull elements of that to make you more confident and apply those things to you? So therefore the imposturing is over. You're just being authentically you, bringing in your own brand of how you do shit. Okay. So I hope that helps. Third question. How do I set healthy boundaries with my children without feeling guilty? Oh, I get this from moms all the time. Oh, doc, I feel bad because I don't want to be bothered. I feel bad because I'm overstimulated. I'm all touched out. I don't want her or him hugging on me. Listen, excuse me, preaching to the choir. Okay. First of all, one of the things that you have to do in order not to feel guilty is teach your child about their own private space and private time, right? My son's 9 years old. And again, when he was 4, 5, and 6, he didn't want to be bothered with us, right? You know, your kids don't want to be bothered with you. They're gaming or they're talking to their friends or they're watching a show or they're drawing or skating or whatever it is that they're doing, right? They don't want to be bothered by you. You use that as a teachable moment to talk to them about their time, their space, their energy, and why they do the things they do, why they don't want mommy and daddy around, because it helps them to feel creative or restored or balanced, or they get to think, you know, without our, you know, opinions. And guess what? Mommy has her time too. And then you designate your time, or daddy has his time and you designate your time. But that's about matching energy. And that's the conversations that I have with my son all the time. We're going to match energy. If you and I are supposed to do something, I'll give you guys an example. If my son and I are supposed to watch a movie together and I say, okay, bud, let's watch a movie. And he's like, mom, I'd rather, you know, play with this or call my friend or do something like that. I say to him, all right, now you go ahead and you can do stuff with your friends. I'm cool. But when you get ready to watch the movie, if I'm not ready, you're going to have to wait because that's my time. And he's like, all right, mom. They always say, all right, mom. So then comes time for, now he ready to watch the movie. I'm chilling. He comes to me, mom, I'm ready. Hey, sucks to be you. I'm not. I'm in my chill mode. So you have to wait until we're both on the same page. I'm not foregoing or stopping or pausing what I'm doing because now all of a sudden you're ready to play with mommy. That's not how life works. And that's not how this relationship works. There's going to be reciprocity here. There's going to be respect and mutual time and space here. And you teach that by displaying that. And then the guilt removes. Okay. There's no guilt for you restoring, ladies, because at the end of the day, when you restore yourself, it helps you to be a better parent. It helps you to be a better mother and a better father and a better caregiver. It gives you the energy to deal with and tolerate some of the things and come up with the conclusions and the understanding that you need to. But when you don't, you just go gadget and not taking time for self, then you popping the hell off, right? And you know what that looks like. So without feeling guilty, set those healthy boundaries, help them understand their own free time, and then you set your boundaries for your free time and rinse and repeat. Okay. Now, I hope that those nuggets have been great for you guys. If you guys want more insight, you know you need to follow me. You know you need to share, but you know you need to make an appointment with your girl and stop tripping. We're coming into 2025, but we need to understand we need to get this mind right, honey. So without further ado, y'all be healthy, be safe, be blessed, and I'll see you guys next week.